This is Vatican Radio. Brazilian researchers in Rio de Janeiro have identified the genome sequence of the Zika virus, finding further evidence that the disease is related to the incidence of microcephaly, an illness causing babies to be born with abnormally small heads. Scientists call the mapping of the virus's genetic data a significant step towards understanding how the virus operates in the human body. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, is calling for $56 million in aid to combat the virus, which is believed to be linked to hundreds of cases of microcephaly in Brazil and has spread to 39 other countries. The WHO, which declares the outbreak a global health emergency, will use the funds to fast-track vaccines and research how the mosquito-borne virus is spread. Dr. Tarun Dua, a medical expert at the WHO in Geneva, explains that in addition to microcephaly, the virus has been linked to an increasing number of cases of Guillain-Barré, a syndrome that can cause paralysis and sometimes even death. She tells Sophia Pizzi more about it.
There is muscle weakness, so the person could have difficulty in walking and then can have difficulty in using their arms, and loss of sensations. And sometimes it can also lead to the chest muscles, so muscles that control breathing. And this is one of the reasons that when you have paralysis of these muscles, that the person can die. And now some of the other causes of death are also infections or lung clots or cardiac arrest that can happen.
Where are increased cases of Guillain-Barré appearing, and what is the latest information about the connection between Guillain-Barré and the Zika virus?
If we look at in terms of the latest situation report that was released by World Health Organization on 12th of February, in cases of the Zika virus outbreak, Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, Suriname, and Venezuela have reported an increase of Guillain-Barré syndrome. In Brazil, they reported in July 2015, they reported 42 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Similarly, other countries have reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. And in terms of whether the Guillain-Barré syndrome, what is the causal link to Zika virus outbreak, there is an intensive research ongoing in terms of to understand that. Looking at Brazil, out of the 42 cases, 7 confirmed for Zika virus infection. There is a suspicion, but it's not yet proven, and there is a research ongoing, and researchers are involved from the region as well as globally trying to identify and confirm the causal link.
Studies have also shown that there is a possibility that the Zika virus can be sexually transmitted. How concerned is the World Health Organization with the possibility of sexual transmission?
You are very right in saying, in terms of the information that is coming through the sexual transmission and the report that happened. And so, you know, this was reported and, we know quite a bit about the microcephaly that's happening and Zika virus infection during pregnancy linked to this, and there are issues regarding the sexual transmission that has been reported. But I think much more evidence, we need to look at it and look at the causal link before this is confirmed.
Could you reiterate how the Zika virus is spread and what people can do to protect themselves against it?
If we look at the response that is required and the one that has come from WHO, there are quite a few things that are important from the perspective of the people. And I think one of the important issues is the risk communication, having awareness of the information. That is very important. The second thing I would say is the vector control, because we know that Zika virus spreads through the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, and these are the vectors. So the vector control is an important and intensification of measures like existing control measures at breeding sites, source reduction. And then there is the enhanced personal protection measures. So we need to, for example, wear long pants and shirts, so you are reduced the exposed area where mosquitoes can bite, or one can use the insecticidal mosquito nets and insect repellent. So this is very important to prevent any of the complications that might be linked to Zika virus infection.
And many people are concerned about traveling to other countries because of the outbreaks of the Zika virus. Do researchers know how long the Zika virus can exist in the body without showing symptoms, and if it can manifest itself somewhere down the line in an individual's life?
Zika virus is spread by mosquitoes and not by person-to-person contact. That is very important. In many cases, Zika virus infection can be without any symptoms. You may not have any rash or any fever. And in some cases, you have very mild infection. So especially, for example, in case of women who are pregnant, it's important that they should discuss their travel plans with their doctors and consider delaying travel to any area where locally acquired Zika infection is occurring. And if one is traveling to areas where locally acquired Zika infection is occurring, one should take care to prevent mosquito bites. So I think those are very important measures that are required in all the areas where locally acquired Zika infection is happening.
Are countries doing enough to combat the Zika virus?
There has been a strategic response framework that has been issued by WHO. There are joint operation plans between the headquarters, between the country offices, and also looking at other countries where it's happening. There are researchers, there are other stakeholders that are involved in trying to understand what's happening, where is it happening. So the surveillance response, I think that is very important. Then we are looking at the response that is required for vector control, personal protection, and management of complications. And then there is the research that is required. So every day we are learning more about it and what's happening, how this is happening, and what can be done. And I think this is the time that the whole global community needs to mobilize and come together and work as one so that one has a coordinated international response to this outbreak.
Dr. Tarun Doa is a medical expert at the World Health Organization in Geneva. She was speaking there to Sophia Pizzi.